In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Let's continue how to express or comment on our prayer, our Father's prayer, when we preach this prayer to the catechumens. Let's revise what the Lord said. Now it came to pass as he was praying in a certain place, when he said that one of his disciples said to him, Lord, teach us to pray as John also taught his disciples. So he said to them, when you pray, say, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us day by day, or this day, our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone who is indebted to us. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. And he said to them, which of you shall have a friend and go to him at midnight and say to him, friend, wahakat? I'll start with the last passage, last part of this passage, which is related to the friend and the giving. You know, lend me 3 loaves. Some of the forefathers of the church expressed this as saying that anyone coming to God, praying to God, is usually asking for the needs of the 3, the body and the spirit and the soul. So when we pray, we ask God to cover all the needs of my life. I need for my flesh, for my body, I need bread, I need water, I need health, I need whatever. I need for myself, my soul, I need security, stability, success, belonging, love. And I need for my spirit, I need forgiveness, I need eternity, I need love. So the example given by the Lord himself, the friend going to his friend to ask for 3 loaves, as if you are going to pray to your friend God, to your Father God, asking for the 3, all the needs of the soul, the spirit, and the flesh. Lend me, I do not have so as to pay for any gift. So the word lend me, it means usually I cannot pay. So we can never pay for any of the gifts given by the Lord. So when we pray, we are dead sure that we are asking God for our needs, but we know quite well that we do not have anything to pay him back. Let's continue our Father's prayer. Our daily bread. What's the meaning of our daily bread? Because even we believers, when we pray Abban al-Lazi, usually we fail to understand the exact meaning of Khubzan al-Ati or Khubzan al-Kafafna, our daily bread. Most of us think of the real bread. But all fathers of the church never expressed it this way. They all focused on the spiritual meaning of the bread. And most of them told us that either the bread stands for the word of God or the bread stands for the real body of Christ given in the Eucharist. So when you pray, give us this day our daily bread, it's simply as if saying, please let me taste you today. Let me enjoy your presence today. Let me touch you today. Let me listen to your word. Let me eat your body. So that's the exact meaning meant by the Lord himself. Because the Lord told us never to focus on our earthly needs. Don't ask for the bread or the clothes or whatever. Don't worry about them. Don't think of them. So he will never tell us to pray just asking for this. That's why St. Paul said once, God is able to make all grace abound towards you, that you always having all sufficiency in all things may have an abundance for every good work. So even when we pray, and the meaning is to cover our flesh needs, just to focus on the good works. You understand? Even if you think while praying that you still need some money for your life, or some food for your body, just to be sufficient enough to focus on the mission, to do God's work, not just to satisfy your body. But you know, a Greek language, the original Eben Elezi, our fathers, the word of the daily bread is actually more towards what they call al-gawhari. Gawhari is a كلمة غريبة شوية, which is not the real bread actually, but the essential food needed to human being, which is rather toward the meaning of the Eucharist. That's why we enjoy our Father's prayer when we pray the Eucharist. When we celebrate the Eucharist, we enjoy saying Abana Lazi, because now we are getting this daily bread, this bread coming from heaven. As given by the Lord, this is the bread which comes down from heaven, that one may eat of it and not die. As the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father. Which is for tomorrow. In some translation, it was translated as, give us this day our daily bread, and in some Greek language, original, translated into the bread of tomorrow. How come the bread of tomorrow? It's the exact meaning. Let me taste the taste of the kingdom of tomorrow. Let me enjoy the same feeling of those who are now in your paradise. You are the one of tomorrow. Let me enjoy you now. This is one of the meaning. So the future bread means the bread of heaven, the taste of eternity. So we are in Aban al-Lazi, in our Father's prayer, all prayers focus on the coming kingdom. If you revise all what we had said, all requests, all what we ask for is for spiritual life, is for eternal life. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow. It's not the exact tomorrow, it's the after tomorrow. It's the tomorrow after life, you understand? Do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day, its own trouble. Let's move to the other request. Give us our day, or this day. Give us this day, or the day. It's another meaning, it's another added meaning, which is, you know, let me this day do the exact will of yours. Let me not to lose this day. Many days are lost in our life. If you evaluate your life, you may say that hundreds of days were nothing, were negative, were zero, because I did not gain anything of these days. I did not do the right thing. I did not do the will of God in this day. So when I ask for the day, I mean, please God, let me do your will today. Let me catch the day in my record, in my account. Let me give you my day. So again, when you say our Father's prayer, you are focusing on the day given to God. And day after day given to God, the whole life is given to God. Now you are man of God. You are living the real new life of Christian man. As written by St. Paul, redeeming the time because the days are evil. So by Aban al-Lazi, by the Lord's Prayer, actually you are redeeming time. You are saving time for the kingdom of heaven. Saving the minute to the record or the account of the eternal life. Again, give us a day from heaven. It's another meaning also, as if you are telling him, please God, why don't you let me today just enjoy one day of my future kingdom? Why don't you let me enjoy the full day in love, in peace, in righteousness, in serving, in caring for others, in praising your name the day, the whole day? So let me live this day as I should live all the days. Then we move to forgive us our sins as we do, or as we forgive everyone who trespass against us or who is indebted to us, you know, some other translation. So we ask for forgiveness. Each time we pray Abban Allazi, we ask for forgiveness. Because forgiveness are always needed. We can never say that I don't need it anymore, I'm fine. No, you can never say so. Actually, all days long living on earth, you need to be forgiven. Because this means that I'm doing sins day after day. I'm not pure enough. I'm not a saint. I am not an angel. So it includes the meaning of we need the forgiveness because we're still sinning. We are not yet up to the level chosen by God. So when we say forgive us as we forgive others, this means that we believe in forgiveness and we ask for this forgiveness, we hope for it, and also it's conditioned, the only request conditioned in Abban Allazi. It had its own condition that you should yourself forgive others in order to be forgiven. So in order to enjoy the mercy of God, you should be merciful in order to be covered in your sins. Please go and cover others' sins. Never ask others for their sins. If you need your God not to ask you for the debt of your sins. So as if we are saying our Heavenly Father, just forgive us our sins. It's very much needed in our prayer. Again, when it's written in Matthew chapter 6, it was clearly conditioned, if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. So we, as if we remind ourselves while praying that we need to be loving creatures to forgive others whatever they do. Again, in Luke chapter 6, you can remember Matthew 6 and Luke 6, okay? Forgive and you will be forgiven. Forgive and you will be forgiven. Do not lead us into temptation. Here it's important, as a tutor of catechumen, as an ishbin, as a teacher for the catechumen, servant for the catechumen program, to teach very important idea that the word tagroba, the word test, originally in the Greek has two meanings. One meaning is temptation, which is negative. Other meaning, which is trial, this is positive. Test and trial, this is for you. Temptation is against you. Temptation is the devil's work. Trial and test is God's work. So we need to understand while praying, we are not saying, do not give us trials. No. Do not give us tests. No. Actually, trials and tests are positive, are gifts. But we are asking, do not lead us into temptation. Temptation is wrong. It's devil. You understand? So we need to understand this and also to explain it to whoever listening, that we are just against not the pain or the suffering in life, but we are against the sin. We are afraid of sinning, but we are not afraid of suffering. We are not, we do not feel bothered much, I mean, by suffering, but we really scared to death from sin. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials. So it's very much different. Count it joyful when you fall into trials. Again, in James chapter 1, let no one say when he's tempted, I'm tempted by God. Temptation never came from God, but trials came from God. For God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he himself tempt anyone, but each one is tempted when he is drawn away by his own desire and enticed. Then when desire has conceived, give birth to sin, and sin, when it's full grown, brings forth death. So temptation, sin, death, this is the sequence of devil plan. Starting by temptation, sin, death, eternal death. So this is not God's plan. God's plan, trial or test, repentance, prayer, glorification. This is God's plan. So much different. So what we ask for in our Father's prayer, we ask for being against temptation. Please do not lead us into temptation. That's why we continue praying, but deliver us from evil. So again, in Aban al-Lazi, we are revealing our faith. We believe in one God, God the Father, God the Creator, God the Savior, but also we believe that there is devil. Some people do not believe in devil power or evil spirits. No, we believe, because we pray also, deliver us from evil. St. Peter said, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Resist him, steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same suffering are experienced by your brotherhood in the world. So as we believe in one God, we believe also in the evil power, and we should fight against and stand against this evil one. Some of the names given in the Bible to Satan, the evil, the liar, the fathers of lies, the ruler of this world, all these names should be given to the catechumen to understand the nature of the warfare. The spiritual war, there is real spiritual war with the evil power and evil one. Lastly, by Jesus Christ our God. We end Aban al-Lazi with the name of Jesus Christ, because this is the order, the commandment given by Jesus himself, that whatever we pray, just pray in my name. So we added his name with the last words of Aban al-Lazi, by Jesus Christ our God. So we put his name because we are in him. We are organs in his body. We are cells in his nature. We are one with him through the baptism with the Holy Spirit. That's why we are asking whatever we ask in his name. So we are praying to God the Father in the name of his Son with the Spirit in our hearts. Again, we are praying to God the Father through God the Son with the Holy Spirit. So we believe in Trinity. We express our belief in the Holy Trinity while praying Aban al-Lazi. We are speaking to our God the Father, who we cannot see, through the Son, who we could see, with the Spirit, the Holy Spirit in our hearts, who always help us in praying. Finally, for to you is the kingdom, the power, the glory, forever. Amen. And you all know, Sok Tati Gom Nimbi O. This is the praising spirit. We end our prayer by praising. So we thank God. We express our love with the first word, our Father, and we end our prayer with praising words. Because for you is the kingdom, the power, the glory forever. Amen. Praising God express our love, our gratitude, our happiness, our joyful spirit with his presence in our life. Again, these words were taken from Revelation chapter 4. You are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they exist and were created. By the way, I forgot to tell you, even the word Amin, some of us never say Amin with the end of Aban al-Lazi. Actually, Amin part of the prayer, because saying Amin means I believe in all what I said. I believe you are my Father. I believe you are listening. I believe you will respond. You will reply. So I believe in my Jesus Christ as Savior. I believe in eternal life waiting for me. I believe that devil have no authority over me. So in whatever I pray, I express my belief. I believe that your kingdom is real and coming soon. I believe that you are the only one, the only God, who for you is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. اللي عنده سؤال لا مين يعرف يقول الفرق بين temptation and trial؟ ها بس خلي بالك في الإنجيل ممكن حتى اختبار الإيمان ده اسمه تجربة برضه، هي دي الحتة اللي بتلخبط، لكن معاك حق. خلي بالكوا تجربة كلمة تتقال على الاثنين، هو ده اللي بيلخبط، فما تقولوليش تجربة، قولولي يعني ترايل. ها أيوة، هدف التمتيشن ان انا اضيع، هدف الترايل ان انا اكبر. ها ماشي، بس احيانا حتى الترايل بيكون لي دور فيه. يعني افرض واحد يا بنتي ساق بسرعة في عمل حادثة، ربنا سمح له بحادثة عشان يأدبه ويتوب، هو كان لي دور شوي. التمتيشن بقى واحد سرق، ما ينفعش يقول ربنا خلاني اسرق، لا دخلنا في حتة بقى غلط، فهمتوا؟ لا هنا ده شيطان بقى، انت والشيطان اشتغلتوا مع بعض، لكن الاولانية هو وربنا اشتغلوا في الحادثة. ماشي صدقني تمتيشن لازم اقول له لا، لازم ارفض العرض الغلط بتاع الشيطان. ها اقول له اشكرك، اقول له صبرني، اقول له ساعدني، شطر. ها ده الترايل او التست. يس، ان التجربة اللي جاي من ربنا كأن ربنا مضطر يشد علي عشان ما ضيعش، فهي بالتالي عطية، يوجعني عشان ما هلكش، يديني دواء مر عشان اخف. لكن التمتيشن ده مش ربنا خالص. أيوة. برافو. تمتيشن انا من عندي قدرة اقول لا ووقف الاغراء واتصدى للغلط. الترايل ساعات بيتفرض علي، يعني ظروف معينة علي احتملها او اتصبر فيها او اجاهد فيها او جميل. برافو عليك. ثمر التمتيشن خطية، ثمر الترايل عطية، ثمر الترايل ثمر روحي. اتفضل. أيوب طبعا ترايل. ممكن التمتيشن يجي في فكرة، الشيطان جي بقى يلعبه في أفكاره ويقول له إيه ربنا ظلمك، لكن هي ترايل ليه؟ لأنه في الآخر ربنا موافق عليها، ما كانتش هتيجي غير لأن ربنا سمح بيها. تمتيشن ده جاي في الإغراء، في الكلام، في الفكرة اللي جاي يتوقع فيها. مش موافق طبعا، تمتيشن اتجاهها خطية، واخد بالك؟ زي ما قالها بولس ببساطة، واحد بيعرض عليها مخدرات، تمتيشن، مش ربنا اللي عاجبه ان يتعرض عليها مخدرات، دي مش أدواته. ربنا ممكن يتعرض عليا ظلم تبقى من أدواته، يسمح لي أتظلم لأن الظلم هينقيني أو هيعلمني الصلاة مثلا، لكن يتعرض عليا مخدرات، طب ما لا، واخد بالك؟ يبقى دي خطة، بس ربنا سامح لأن إرادة الإنسان حر. لا شوف حبيبي، هي تتميم لوصية المسيح، كل ما طلبتموه باسمي، فهي وأساسا دي كانت لازمة في كل الصلوات، يعني مطلح الصلوات الإجبية أغلبها بيتختم بالمسيح يسوع ربنا، لأن له المجد والكرامة والعزة مع الآب والروح القدس. يعني تلاحظ اللازمة دي موجودة في كل الليتورجيات القديمة بداية من أبانا اللازم. عشان هو اللي قال لنا كده، عشان هو يسوع بالتضاع ومش هيقول بالمسيح يسوع سيمبلي، هو قال في حتة تاني كل ما تطلبونه باسمي تنالونه. ده يوريكي نضج الكنيسة ووعيها ان الموضوع بالنسبة لها مش حرفي، هي المينينجز هي اللي مركزة فيها، المعاني مشغولة بيها، فهي لقت ان المعنى ده لازم يتربط بالصلاة، لان ما ينفعش ما اقولش اسم المسيح. اتفضلي. كويس، ما انت بتقوليها وصعبان عليك، بس قوليها، يعني بتقوليها وبتقولي له انا مش قدها. عارفة دي ربنا يسوع عبر عنها ازاي لما قال إن أمكن أن تعبر عني هذه الكأس ولكن لتكن لا مشيئتي بل مشيئتك. تعبر عني هذا الكأس يعني أنا مش عاجبني الموضوع ده، يعني نفسي يا رب ما يحصلش كده، لكن برضو لتكن مشيئتك. فما إذا ممكن الواحد يقول له أنا خايف تكون مشيئتك كده، لكن لتكن لا مشيئتي بل مشيئتك. فهو ادانا فرصة ان احنا to express ourselves يعني، لكن نفضل دايما السقف بتاعنا برضو انت عارف بتعمل ايه. معلش، لا ما هو our father تحل المشكلة. The real father, the good father definitely will choose the best. واخد بالك؟ عشان كده ابتدينا بدي. انا بقول بس دي اصل احنا اغلب اللي بيصلوا ابانا الذي بيقول لا تدخلنا في تجربة، يعني ما تخلينيش اترفد، ما تخلينيش اعيا، ما تخلينيش اجوع. هي مش مقصودة كده، واخد بالك؟ ومش بنقول له خلينا ترفد ولا خلينا اعيا ولا خلينا جوع، انا سايب له دي خالص، ما بتكلمش فيه. انا بقول له ما تسيبش الشيطان يضحك عليا. سيمبلي واضحة؟ انا اللي خايف منه ان انا ابعد عنك واروح النار. المقصود في ابانا الذي lead us not into temptation، يعني lead us not into sinning، into death, eternal death. ما تسيبناش نهلك، هي دي معناها. مش بنطلبها، لا انا ما قلتش نطلبها، انا قلت لو جت نقبلها، لا ما نطلبهاش. عاوز حد يقول لي ثلاث نغمات لابانا الذي في الكنيسه القبطيه؟ يلا مين ساتر؟ ها أبانا الذي في السماء. دي أنهي؟ دي بتاعت إيه دي؟ الصيام الكبير. دي بتاعت بكرة، دي بتاعت يوم الاثنين عشان اللي صومني ناوي. تمجدك، اللي هي على نغمة إيه؟ توبة للروح. ليه شحتين دي؟ يعني إيه؟ شحتين توبة يعني، مش حاجة وحشة بس هي معناها جميل. كهك اللي إيه؟ على نغمة ايه؟ جربوا النغم. زيبنيو تتخني في قوي معرفتو بو انزيب كران مارس ايه انزيتك متو او زيبوك في بي او او سايني ايني. ها نغمة تلت قولي. الثانوي اللي هي ايه بقى؟ السماوات تمجدك كله. طب خلاص سطرين ماشي. ها نغمة كمان. حد يعرف يجيب الشعانيني؟ الشعانيني بتاعت حد ايه؟ حد الزعف. ايوة قولوها. الساكن فوق جيبن يود تخني في قوي معرفته بو انزي بكران ماري سي انزي تكمت او روزي بوك ببي او اوسا اني اني. سطرين. يبقى تلاحظوا ان احنا بنغير النغمات بس كلمات واحدة، لان الكلام مهم، فمنش هنعرض نغيره من كل موسم، لكن الكنيسة عندها كذا نغمة لأبانا اللازم.